Music is a word within itself with a language we all understand, says Stevie Wonder. NFTs and the metaverse are two of today's hottest topics.
Yeah, sure. Nice. Thanks for your great introduction. Yeah, great to meet all you guys. I'm KK, the founder of Graphic Games and the Music Gaming Project.
The songwriter, the producer, the singer, the manager, the managed company behind, it's so complicated. And
yeah, so this is a long story about my play-to-earn models. For the existing models in the market, I would say most play-to-earn is not sustainable at all. And to be very straightforward, most of them are consistent. Some music NFTs give enough permission to the users. We are able to turn those NFTs into bitmap NFTs, like derivatives, and this is how we want to make like music NFTs playable. And this is always our intent.
Anyway, everyone is thinking about making money. So the only way to make the P2E model sustainable is for the quality of gamers to improve. NFTs and the rhythm games meet decentralization at the same time. What's gonna happen? Hello everyone, welcome to Yakitoki. I'm your host, Yufu. Music is a word within itself with a language we all understand, says Stevie Wonder. NFTs and the metaverse are two of today's hottest topics. But whenever anyone talks about linking NFTs to music, a key question always be, with almost unlimited access to huge libraries on music apps like Spotify, is always available for a small monthly fee, why spend money on music NFTs? If you want to answer this question, we might as well go back to the features of Web3 and rethink the whole thing. An important feature of Web3 is its decentralized nature, which provides opportunities for true players' ownership, community, and collaborations. If player ownership, community, and collaboration opportunities are all linked through NFTs, we see the potential for music to be given a new definition. For example, music can be used not only to listen, but also to play and even earn money. There's such an easy to understand statement in blockchain games that the play to earn, which is a P2E business model, has a long history in traditional games. Its prototype is the sale of assets in games such as World of Warcraft and Dungeon and Warriors. Earning money and the playing earning money games have upgraded this model. Players can earn digital assets to trade or sell in the open market by playing games based on cryptocurrencies and NFTs to create the effort of earning actual income. It is characterized in the player is the customer and the asset owner. The game assets acquired by the player in the game will be recorded in the blockchain in the form of NFT, and this record cannot be tampered with and is open and transparent. Player who wants to make money in the game no longer need a third-party trading platform to ensure the safety and the transactions. And today, the popularity of the creator economy, there are many new economy miracle in the play-to-earn field, and the DBeats we're gonna talk about today is one of them. DBeats has just concluded in the Solana Summer Camp, jointly organized by Solana and the DARHEX. Among the 658 projects that joined this summer camp, DBeats won the second prize in DARHEX eSports Track and the first prize in Community Voting Grant. And at this moment, what new changes have taken place in the field of Web3 games, and what new spark can NFT plus music plus rhythm games with a decentralized attribute create with each other, and what new ways to play to earn? With these questions, we are so glad to have DBeats founder KK Chen join us today. Welcome, KK Chen.
Yeah, great to meet you guys.
Yeah, it's so honored, so glad to having you with us today to do this podcast. And the topic of today's podcast is that When music, NFTs, and rhythm games met decentralization at the same time, what's going to happen? I'm sure that there are so many things to talk about, so could you introduce debates to us first?
Yeah, sure. Now, thanks for your great introduction. Yeah, great to meet all you guys. I'm KK, the founder of Refi Games and the music gaming project Debits. Debits is a Refi gaming project that aims to make music NFT playable. We make rhythm games, we build a platform to connect music artists, music game developers, and music game players together. Through Debits, people can turn the music NFTs to playable bitmap NFTs that can be used in the game. And the creator economy is to reward creators and to encourage delivering different music bitmap NFTs and sharing with the community. This is how and why we try to build Debits.
Yeah, thanks for that. And since there is this kind of rhythm games in the traditional way, the Web 2 way, and what are the main features of traditional music games, and what problems do they face?
This is a complicated question. So there are two parts, I would say. The first one is the licensing problem, as in getting the songs copyrights. In the process of making Debits, we talked to a few traditional music game developers, and we found that it's really difficult for them to get copyrighted songs. Most of them are very small teams of independent developers, and not many music labels would need to deal with them. So that's the first problem. The second problem is the copyright infringement. There are typically two types of infringements. The developers try to use some unlicensed songs in their games, and we all know that this may lead to some legal issues easily. The other type is that the developer builds a platform where everyone can download the music game. The players can then use licensed songs by themselves or make bitmaps of the unlicensed songs and share with each other. That's why we think NFT and blockchain could be a good solution to help the music artists license the songs and help the developers too.
Since there is this problem, when it's going to NFT, going to music, there always be copyright or this complicated background problems. And what kind of changes can Web3 bring to the traditional music game field?
Yeah, so for the license problem, it will be cool to use NFTs, of course. In the first phase, Debits will reach out to different artists and music labels to gain a bunch of copyrighted songs first, so our players can use these songs to make the bitmap NFTs. I should explain what bitmap is first. Bitmap is the component or the notes to define what time to click on the key while playing the rhythm games. So basically, it's a map thing to tell players when to press the correct keys on the keyboard along with the music beats. So we were inspired by another game, OSHA. In their community, we found that the players create bitmaps for other players to play just for fun. And from this, we think that this will be even more awesome if a token economy is added to the game, and players can earn income by creating more professional bitmap NFTs and do the initial sales through Debits. So I think this is how we can change the traditional music game by having them more copyrighted songs through NFT solutions and make more the bitmaps from the creators. Yeah.
That sounds cool. Let's link this to Web3 and to solve this complicated the problems behind. And as we know that Debits have joined Solana and Dora Hex this summer camp, and your Debits are on the Solana public chain. And why do you choose the Solana public chain, and what are the advantages of Solana?
Actually, as a game developer, I think we need to lower the entry barrier in the blockchain gaming so the players can really get into it and use it. This is always our first focus. Currently, we all know that the problem of the blockchain industry is that we have only very few users and we must attract traditional players, or I shouldn't define them as traditional players, it should be like more general users. From this perspective, we see that the Solana has more to see approach that teaches general users to use a wallet to try crypto. And this is why at the last moment of building our first prototype for DBS, when we found out Solana was hosting the Solana Summer Camp Hackathon and we decided to participate in it. And very fortunately, like we won the second place in the gaming track and the first place in the community grants. And we think that like among those the public chain choices, Solana is probably the most suitable one for us to deploy and build on it. Yeah.
The bits, this game, or the combination of NFT, of game, and plus music. And how does DBits realize the combination of them?
Yeah, so inside DBits, there are like mainly three products, the Rhythm Game, the Bitmap Maker, and the Marketplace. For the Rhythm Game, we built it with Unreal Engine 4 to give the best playing experience for the players. We prioritize mobile app so players can play it anytime, everywhere. And inside the game, players can collect different bitmap NFTs and play bitmaps from different difficulty levels to achieve high scores. That's how we try to make NFTs, gaming, Rhythm Gaming, and also the music NFTs together with the bitmap NFTs and also the Rhythm Game.
Oh, that's I think it's fun. Play to earn, and play it and earn some, and combine them together. So I think everyone should try it. And just now we're speaking about this copyright. Yeah, regarding the copyright of NFTs, what problems do the copyright of NFTs face today?
So for us, after long internal discussion with the team, we all agree that NFT is just a technical standard. So there are so many different copyright standards out there, but there's no clear agreements on what utility should one be given by owning a specific NFT. So for the copyright standards, there are CC0, Creative Common Public Domain License, and a lot more. And you may refer to the license problem happened from the NFT project Moonbugs or CryptoPunks, and you know that it's actually not easy to fix this problem. And that's why we also need to DYOR, do our own research when buying NFTs to find out for sure if they have the copyrights for business purpose or they are just collectibles. So this is what we see for the current situation of music NFTs.
Since you're doing it, and did you solve the copyright problem of NFT?
Yeah, so there are two parts. The first part is that DBs needs to deal with the music labels to get copyrighted songs and let players create bitmaps based on those copyrighted songs. And the second part is that in the meantime, we are also doing research about music NFTs on the market. So as I have mentioned, there are so many different kinds of music NFTs. Some are just collectibles, and we are not allowed to use those NFTs to do derivatives. So if some NFTs are music NFTs give enough permission to the users, we are able to turn those NFTs into bitmap NFTs, derivatives, and this is how we want to make music NFTs playable. And this is always our tagline. Yeah, make music NFTs playable.
Yeah, and now it's a lot of this creator economy in Web3. They are emerging, they are developed a lot. And how do you view this development of the creator economy in Web3 and especially the mode of play to earn?
Yeah, so this is a long story about play to earn models. For the existing models in the market, I would say most play to earn is not sustainable at all. And to be very straightforward, most of them are Ponzi schemes. The crypto community also had lots of debates on this matter in the past year due to the popularity of Axie Infinity or Stepn. Yeah, so a lot of them discussed this topic based around the role of researchers, gaming guilds, or token investors. For ourselves, as a game developer, I need to say that play to earn is not something impossible. However, there is a prerequisite. The prerequisite is that there are enough real players that are willing to pay money for the game, but not just speculators like gaming guilds. So in a lot like multiplayer online games, those MMORPG games like Warcraft and a lot, there are a lot more. There are people who want to save time and buy gaming items from other players. And these players are what we really need for blockchain gaming. They are willing to pay for the and in order to do that, we need to attract general public to become our users. We need players who want to play the game, but not just for the tokens. Token is useful, but it should be used as an incentive, not the core value of the game. So I just want to do a very simple comparison here. So I guess we all know about Stepn, the most popular game in the crypto area. It earned over 100 million in the second quarter this year with the Zoom minting and the NFTs trading, things like that. And now it is over. Most of the players suffered a loss from their tokens, NFTs. And those players paid for those NFTs gaming assets only for the reason because they want to earn more tokens. And I try to give another example, which I guess we all know that there's a game called Candy Crush, a very, very traditional mass play game on mobile. Without token, without any Ponzi schemes, it still makes around 100 million revenue every month nowadays. So people wanted to pay just to complete the missions inside the game for Candy Crush. And we can also see that from this comparison, I just want to point out that we still have a very big market for gaming. And if we can attract more general public to be blockchain users, the market will be much bigger than we have expected. And this is why a meaningful use of any game that general users can play should be our focus. When there are more real players, it comes with the higher values of the tokens because of the higher income, and this eventually will lead to a much healthier play in the in-game economy for the project. Yeah, so this is my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, I did this. Thanks for this. And you just talk about your focus and in this play to earn in this creator economies. And how does DBits realize the closed loop of the creator economy?
So actually there are I will just say that we have two parts. One is the income stream and another part is the yeah, so for the income, we will have the revenue from the foreign stream. The first one is the initial sales of the NFTs for the premium use players. A lot of players, they may want to have a better NFTs to have a better gaming experience. So this is what we do for the initial sales for the Genesis NFTs. And the second one is the commission of the initial sales of the Bitmap NFTs created by the community creators. Nearly all players, they can create a bitmap NFTs based on our licensed songs and do initial sales for this new bitmap NFTs to the communities on our platform. So we will charge commission on that. And the third income stream is that we will have the marketplace for people to trade their bitmap NFTs. So when they do trades, we charge a transaction fees. And then like we will take a part of the profit from those income streams back to support the value of our token. And for the DBIS token, like players can buy NFTs or gaming assets with the discounts. And they can also stake the DBIS token in order to provide the liquidity for other players. So this is how the current design of the DBIS model works.
As we know that DeFi's have headphone NFTs and Chainz's headphones. And what are they? What are headphone NFTs and what are Chainz's headphones?
Yeah, thanks for that. So headphone NFTs is the core element inside the game. So every player needs to own a headphone NFT in order to play the game. However, we also support like both free to play mode and premium mode. So you know that like for a lot of existing blockchain games, you must buy NFT first before you play. But for us, we want to make it different from those existing NFT games. So for everyone who registers an account, you can already get the free to play mode headphone NFTs totally for free. So you can still withdraw it to your Solana wallet. And that's how we want to attract non-crypto players to try our games. Actually, like from our research, there are a lot of people are curious about what NFTs is, and they can learn about it inside our game. So they can just download our game and they can already get like free NFTs and try it out, withdraw it to the wallet and transfer it back to the game. Yeah, and for the Genesis headphones, it's the premium ones that you want to have for a better gaming experience. With the Genesis headphone NFTs, you can then get like more exclusive songs, less unlock times for the new songs, and more advanced player experience. So we are also planning a collaborated launch for the Genesis headphone on a popular NFT marketplace, and more details will be disclosed soon, please. I guess like if you guys are interested, please follow our Twitter DBIS _com. Yeah,
for sure. It's a fun to explore, to know more about it, and try your games. And speaking about this games or this NFTs, what development plans does DBIS have in the future?
Yeah, so now we've completed our gaming prototype, which is a 4-key rhythm game, and we will probably to have our whitelisted beta testing soon by the end of November. At the same time, the game developers are also exploring different types of rhythm games. So for example, the VR ones are like the Beat Saber in Oculus Quest, and also the motion capture ones like Just Dance. And we are still exploring a lot of the like different types, and we want to support different music games and more bitmaps in this project, but not just a traditional like four key rhythm game. On the other hand, like we are actively building the bitmap maker, which is made for players to create their own bitmap NFTs with different difficulty levels for other players to play, and also for the NFT marketplace. So people can trade to collect different bitmap NFTs. So we want to like close the loop. We want to build a very comprehensive ecosystem for rhythm games from building the first game. And then we try to develop it to a platform that people can create and trade the bitmap NFTs, and other music games can later on support our bitmap NFTs and just integrate, and you can then get those song license.
The looking forward to it, this new stuff. And before we started that, we're talking about the copyright, because the copyright for music especially, as I know, it's so complicated. It's not copyright is from one company. It's from the songwriter, the producer, the singer, the manager, the managed company behind. It's so complicated. And what is your solutions to this music copyright? Not only the NFT copyright, the music copyright.
Yeah, I understand your question, and this is how we also feel very confused when we started to find the copyrighted songs. And first, we tried to find some music labels, and we figured out some songs are actually not licensed by them, and we need to find the songwriters and also the artists ourselves. And I think that it's a big problem, and that's why a lot of music games they are using those more simple they're using simpler music without any without any vocal. Yeah. So our approach is that I think for this job we need to find a more professional companies to finish it and deliver the music license more clearly to the users. I don't mean the listeners, I mean to the developers like us. We want to build a music game, and we need to have those licensed songs, and we can just find a party to fix it. But not like the current situation, which we need to find a lot more different parties, entities in order to complete the song list. Yeah,
it's really a lot of work for this to get this copyright of music. And like you said, it's really hope that there are going to be some parties, some people, some company to deal with this problem. And I think this music NFT, I'm not sure if there is or not, because now the music NFT, most of them are just for collecting. Oh, I have this. I like you said that before we started, just like you bought a CD for collecting. Oh, I have this, but doesn't contain copyright. If there is music NFT that contain copyright, they start can trading, can sell, can buy, can transfer. So I think that would be much easier to deal with this problem, right?
Yeah. I know that not just about rhythm games, a lot of parties. For example, if you want to make a video, you want to use some kinds of popular music songs. It is also very difficult, and it's also very confusing. For people to know where can I buy this song. Yeah. So that's a problem. I think that's the problem on the market, because actually the song is also composed by different parties. It's really difficult to define who owns this song.
Yes. It's so complicated behind that, and just an idea pop up in my mind just now. What about you write your own songs? Is that possible?
You mean for the Debates project or how?
Yeah, for Debates or for this kind of music game, can this for example Debates write your own music and produce your own music?
Yeah, but I think that's not our approach. Actually, I just want to say that there are a lot of good platforms, not blockchain ones, the traditional music platforms that you can buy beats for commercial purpose, and we can just use them inside our game. Or yeah, so actually for people I'm not sure if you are familiar with the hip hop industry. Those people always just purchase some beats on those hip hop platforms, and then they can just do the derivatives. Actually, a lot of hip hop songs come from those beats on the internet. So there are beats for free, there are beats for commercial purpose that you need to pay. You can just use them. And I think because composing a song is not that easy, and the most important thing is that we need to collect different types of songs, not just so probably we need to collect a lot of different songs from a lot of different composers. So that's the problem, and that's why we try to find the good music on the internet, or we try to collaborate with different music labels to work with those people to get the song license.
It's a really fine, and I think there is a lot of opportunity. It's of course challenging, and And the good outlook is at the same time, I think it's really worth trying or really appreciate what you're trying to do and what debates are doing now. And thanks, Kiki Chen today again for doing this. In fact, there are many problems with the P2E because before players enter the game, they are not thinking about playing the game, but thinking about making money, which will weaken the game experience. In this way, a big problem arises, whether the game should continue to develop or choose to be rotten. Anyway, everyone is thinking about making money. So the only way to make the P2E model sustainable is for the quality of gamers to improve. DeepBeat's innovative play-to-earn mode provides new creative ideas for many projects in the Web3 game. It uses the characteristic of decentralization to closely link the music and the rhythm games of Web2, as well as the NFT and communities of Web3. Through a series of concrete products, we hope that it can develop better, and we also hope that this industry will have more such innovations emerging. Thanks again, KK Chen, for generous sharing, and thanks to the DirectKey community. Audio of today's discussion will be uploaded later on the DirectKey website, a dedicated podcast channel on DirectKey.org. We will also publish on the Xiaoyuzhou podcast platform, Himalaya FM, and major streaming media platforms around the world, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, YouTube, and Spotify. Be sure to listen and subscribe. Thanks again to KK Chen and to everyone here. See you next time.
Yeah, thanks for...